Ferrying to the Nylash system, Zenbion, Quip, and a mixed-species couple of dozen others traveled from Nylash 3 to the immense orbital pen aboard an Imperial Picket. Zenbion couldn't imagine a more dreary duty than Nylash Impound. Questioned, patted down, and scanned, they had just been admitted to the inspection area when Quip's inside man, a young raven-haired warrant officer, separated them from the pack, ostensibly to double-check their identity documents. In the act of examining their travel permits, the Imperial slipped Zenbion a flimsoplast map. Zenbion glanced at it, committing it to memory, and slid it back.
"That fast?" the Imperial said.
"Want to test me?"
he sniggered.
"We could sure use some of you folk."
"Solistins don't clone as easily as humans."
"I'm sure that's true."
The Imperial returned the documents.
"Make as if you're inspecting the auction ships. In exactly half an hour local, I'll be on the other side of the starboard hatch."
He gestured with his chin.
"The security cams will be disabled. I'll dim the illuminator once. That's your signal to come through. The only way to reach the YT is by patrol boat. Have you ever piloted one?"
"How hard can it be?"
Zenbion said.
"Maneuver the patrol boat to the YT's portside docking ring and secure to it. The ship's life support systems will be on standby, so all you'll have to do is wait for the airlock to cycle, and you're in."
"Anything we need to know about anti-theft or anti-intrusion devices?"
Zenbion said.
"No anti-intrusion. That's the best I can tell you."
"What about fuel? Quip says the ship has been gathering rust and micrometeors for years."
"There's enough fuel and power to complete the jump to Sri Lur."
"How'd you accomplish that?"
"It took me 6 months to see to it."
Zenbion looked from the Imperial to Quip and back again.
"You two have been planning this heist that long?"
Both of them nodded.
"Guess the Empire doesn't pay very well."
"That's the least of it," the warrant officer said.
Half an hour passed in no time. Ambling to the hatch, Zenbion and Quip waited for the illuminator to dim, then hurried through. The Imperial directed them down a dark corridor to the waiting patrol boat and wished them luck. The YT-1300 that Quip was after was corralled with several dozen other vessels, many of them CIS warships, in a zero-G docking station adjacent to the inspection hangar. The perimeter of the impound facility was patrolled by roving illuminators and clone pilots flying old V-wing fighters, but the patrols were so widely spaced they were able to reach the YT undetected, thanks in large measure to Zenbion's ability to see in the dark. As they made their approach, she regarded the freighter through the boat's small viewport.
"This isn't a stock YT-1300. It's more of a 1300P hybrid."
"Is that a problem?"
"Just the opposite. We'll have more parts to sell."
Fastening the boat to the docking ring, they enabled the lock and waited for it to cycle. Then they scurried into the ship's pitch-black ring corridor, Quip holding on to the back of Zenbion's flight jacket. Glancing around, she shook her head in astonishment.
"Wait till you get a load of this ship."
Stepping out from behind her, Quip stubbed his foot against a large round object and fell back against the bulkhead, shining a handheld glow rod along the deck.
"Is that what I think it is?"
he said while he nursed his foot. Zenbion bent down to inspect the sphere.
"Buzz droid,"
she said, clearly baffled. Moving to the bulkhead, she palmed the actuator that brought up the emergency lights and headed aft down the ring corridor. Quip planted his sore foot on the deck and began to hobble after her.
"Where are you going? The cockpit's the other way."
"I want to see what other surprises this ship has in store for us."
Poking her head into the main cabin, she marveled at the huge double bunk and luxurious appointments. Aft, she gazed in awe at the sublight and hyperdrive engines. Moving forward through the starboard ring corridor, she peeked into the secondary cabin and chuckled in amazement at the galley's fixtures and devices.
"Who owned this ship?"
she asked Quip over her shoulder as they headed into the cockpit connector.
"What I heard, the imps took it off a criminal from Nar Shada."
Zenbion nodded.
"That would explain it. It'll be a shame to chop this one."
"Like you said, more parts equals more credits for us."
In the cockpit, Zenbion climbed up into the pilot's chair, adjusting its position to suit her size. Strapped into the co-pilot's chair, Quip adjusted it to place himself on an even height with her. "Humanity needs more like him," she told herself. They waited for an hour for the clone-piloted V-wings to complete their patrol of the corral. Then, disabling the magnetics that kept the YT from drifting,
they maneuvered out of the press of CIS warships, firing the attitude thrusters briefly to drop the ship out of the corral.
"The port side jet has a problem,"
Zen Bayan said, as momentum began to carry the YT away from the impound facility.
"We can have a look at it on Srilur."
Zen Bayan centered herself at the controls.
"Ready?"
She grabbed hold of the throttle and sent the YT hurtling into space.
"Dial up the compensator,"
Quip said, struggling to remain in the chair. Catching her breath, she eased up on the throttle and reached for the inertial compensator, dialing it up to 99%.
"I had no idea this thing would be so fast."
The Nylash impound facility was already a distant memory. Zen Bayan swiveled to the Rubicon navicomputer and tasked it with plotting a course for the Sizar run. A moment later, the stars elongated into lines, and the ship leapt into hyperspace.